I saw a very nice thought, actually. I forgot now where I saw it. Of Yom Tov, I saw it somewhere. I don't recall where I saw it. Somebody says, why do we learn? Where does that come from, the meaning of learning during the night? Where does that come from? What is that exactly? Because there's not much actually about it in early. Where does that come from? So I saw somewhere, I forgot now who says it. He says, follows, he says, because when it's the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satoyah, we've got to understand that Torah doesn't always come easy. Sometimes you're learning tired after full days of work and you're tired, you don't feel like it, and it's challenging and you really feel. Torah doesn't always come easy. So we're making a point that we know Torah comes sometimes with a challenge. So although this is self-imposed in a way, but we learn in the night. We learn in the night to show that yes, sometimes we're tired, sometimes we don't really feel like it, we'd rather be in bed, etc. But we learn to show, because that's how Kabbalah is. Kabbalah Satoyah sometimes is with difficulty. I also noticed something over Yom Tov. You know, it's mamash relating to what we are learning. Mamash what we are learning. You know that the Mefarshim, they always say, it comes from the Acharonim, Torah Chaim and others. They say that Kabbalah, every year there's a Kabbalah Zatoyah. Every year there's a Kabbalah Zatoyah. Every Shavuos, we have a Kabbalah Zatoyah from you again. And alright, okay, good, it's a nice vote. And, you know, it's not Zichel, it's Yas Mitzrayim, it's not Zichel to Anunayako, but it's Kabbalah Zatoyah. But it's like, okay. But I was thinking about it as we're learning, as I was preparing this shir, I was thinking about it. What's the words of the bracha of Birkas HaTorah? We're learning Birkas HaTorah. What's the words of Birkas HaTorah? Bracha to Hashem. Noisei HaTorah. Now here. What's Noisei HaTorah? It's not Nosan HaTorah. It's Noisei HaTorah. We say the bracha every single day, and listen to what we're saying. We're saying Nois Abaruch Ato Hashem. Nois. This is not Kabbalah or Drush or Musa or Ashkofa. It's Poshup Pshat. Baruch Ato Hashem. Hashem should be given. Nois in Ato, the one who gives us the Torah, who gave us the Torah.
That's what it's linked to the fact that it's a continual obligation upon
it.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it's, yeah. It's true. There's that, but definitely, yeah. But it's also the aspect that Hashem gives us the Torah constantly. Yes, it's a very interesting point. Nois in HaTorah. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, we are in Simon Mem Zayin, Ziv Tes, and the halach is as follows. Yesh oimrim shim hefzik ben Birkas HaTorah lelimudoi en bekach klum. Some say that if you say Birkas HaTorah and you are mafzik, you interrupted before you learned. In essence, you're going to learn straight after making the bracha. But what happens if you didn't learn after the bracha? So this opinion says, yes, if test, yes, I'm some say, I'm hifzik ben Birkas HaTorah.
It's a bracha the whole day. It's not an eating apple. You have to eat an apple.
But generally speaking, when you make bracha, you have to eat the apple straight away. You can't wait. You should really be learning Torah straight away. Exactly. Yeah, Rabbi Osler is right. Over the last yasta, in principle, the bracha should follow the kiyum of the mitzvah. Imagine somebody says on the tilas lulav, and he only shakes lulav 2 hours later.
Yeah, that's why I'm making the chiluk between the apple and the.
Why is limud haTorah different? You still need to make the bracha chal on something. Why not? But you're right in a way because this opinion says shem hifzik ben Birkas HaTorah lelimud en bekach klum. The first opinion says it doesn't matter. We're going to have to understand why does it not matter. Ve'anochen, but the proper approach is shelo lehafzik beinim. The proper approach is not to be mafzik, not to interrupt. You make the bracha and you learn a bit. Ve'chein u'agun, that is the custom. Lo'im ha'birkas parashas kohanim, we say the bracha of Birkas kohanim samuch immediately after Birkas HaTorah. Okay. Why do we say the Birkas Kohanim? Yeah. Why don't we say Vayedav Hashem Moshe Leimor? Oh, nice. Nice, very nice. Okay, not far from what the Mishnah was saying. Pardon?
The
earning
for the basement.
Oh, nice. Such nice ideas. It's very nice. Mishnah Berurah just says a different word, and Sifkot and Chov. It's a v'chein lo guatam begimul psukim shirotzu lesadar kederech hakoyre b'toyre v'nok to elu. This was chosen mishum sheyesh b'en toy brocha, because this is a brocha. It's a brocha. It's a brocha. It's a blessing. It's a brocha. Kodesh Baruch Hu benches us through the Kohanim for yivarecha, for protection, for for bracha. So the reason why we say this out of all the psukim, we don't speak about the poor aduma, we don't speak about Amalek, and we don't speak about Bereshit Boilekim, because this is a bracha. How beautiful to start today with a bracha, and that's how we are. But we've got to understand the reason why we say these psukim is because this is learning. So really, I've got to kind of like think about. It's not a dechtchin, it's not davening, it's not a tefillah. It's really a learning. We're saying it for the purpose of learning. Although, yeah. Yes, but it's a learning. Okay, but we've got the Rabbi Sai. The question, of course, is, I understand this approach, but I understand it. So you make a bracha, because a Torah, you've got to learn straight afterwards. I hear that. Natilas lulav, matzah, whatever you make a beer, because a mitzvah, you've got to do the mitzvah straight away. But why is the first opinion not bothered about it? The first opinion says, Shem hivsig ben birkas haTorah delimud en bekach klum. We want to understand his first opinion. Why is it that if, according to the first opinion, you make the bracha and you don't learn, you're still yotze? Why? Please elaborate. But why is it different than lulav? If I'm going to make the bracha until it's lulav and I'm only going to shake the lulav in 3 hours, no good. So why is it that this opinion holds, and that's the ikalocha, that's how we pass it? So
the lulav for the apple is on the chesed, you have to do it straight away. The Torah is on you, I mean, you'll get around to it when you do it.
But how do you do that?
Expire until the next.
Why does it not expire? Why? Why does it not expire? Why is it unlike the lulav and the matzah?
It's the mitzvah every man.
Very good. So the Mishnah says something very similar to that, but I don't fully understand it. I don't fully understand it, but that's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Yisrael, the Mishnah says, if cotton you test, Shem Yipsik, Tamu davke be'av rabba, t'lave ike brocha le birkas ha-teure, ozein ha-poyta, elim ken lamad miyad, b'li yipsik, avor birkas ha-teure, poyteres kol ha-yoyim, birkas ha-teure, that patas you entire day, afidu le lamad, achat fila shachiz, even if you don't learn, at all, after shachiz, at chatzi yoyim, until midday, Veloy, it's still fine. Why? Now comes the crunch. Veloy domi, it does not resemble the kol ha-brochas. It's unlike all the other brochas. Why? She'osu lehafsig ben ha-brocha la-mitzvah. Elsewhere we know you're not allowed to interrupt between the brocha and the mitzvah. Kmo she'kosu simen reishvav. The shani ha-ocha here is different. Why? Listen now to what he says. The mitzvah, there is a mitzvah upon us, lehagoyz, yoimon v'laylo. We must learn day and night. We must learn day and night. V'imkein, therefore, le'olam lekes chadas. There is no interruption, because we've got to learn the entire day. When it comes to lulav, you got to do lulav once, and you're really yoitz the mitzvah. Matzah, you eat the matzah. Of course you can add, but in principle, once you've done your kazayas, you're fine. Torah is not like that. Torah is a mitzvah to learn the entire day. So, Therefore, if you don't learn straight away, it's still fine. But can somebody explain this? I don't sound convincing because I don't fully understand it.
I can't say why Tamidus. Why does Tamidus mean that? Why was Tamidus going to do with Hefsek? It's two different things. Something could be a mitzvah and you constantly be still have Hefsek between doing it. Similarly, there could be a mitzvah that's only
needs
to be Mekayim once. And this,
so you're asking on the Mishnah
Berurah, the constancy of the mitzvah, which is the unique aspect of the Torah, and the idea of there being a hefsek or not being a hefsek.
Yeah, I totally agree with your question. I also fail to understand that. This is the point I don't understand. The Mishnah Berurah's words are, le'olam lek hezchadas. There's no hezchadas. Why is there no hezchadas? You're never taking your mind off. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to constantly learn. Okay, great. I know there's a mitzvah to learn that. I know Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he can learn the whole day. Yeah, for him it's nice chadas, I get it. But for me, when I'm not learning, then guess what? I'm not learning. And I'm not thinking of Torah unless I'm learning. So the fact that that's what Yossi is asking, that the fact that it's a mitzvah to learn the entire day, why does that make it not into Es Chadas? What does the mitzvah help?
You should still have to learn a bit straight away, even if it's just a
posuk
or two, whatever.
Question is, what if you didn't?
Let me find in Bedikas Chometz, which might take hours.
Yeah, but you got to start straight away. Yeah, Rabbi Sai, I do not understand his opinion. I'm getting you're comfortable with his opinion. It's hard to understand, right? Why is the fact that it's a mitzvah to learn? Why does that make it into another? Why does that make that it's not an interruption? I make Baruch Hashem noisin atoyro. Right, and now I go straight and I do my business. I don't learn afterwards. It's fine. According to this opinion, it's fine. Why? Because it's not a hefsek. Why? Because I have a mitzvah to learn the whole day.
Okay.
Why? Why? So there's a mitzvah.
It's
vos.
Because it's constant.
What's the time? I don't understand why. Yeah, there's lo hes chadas, Shavu says. I really don't get it.
You're saying everything we do during the day is Torah.
Should be, yeah.
People,
correct.
You,
I'm with you. Keep going. So therefore. Correct, correct, correct.
Therefore, that's the continuation of that bracha.
It's not limited to it.
No, but I like what the Rebbe is saying. There is truth in it. We're going to speak about that. In the end of the Simon, we speak about Noshim. I think that might be the key to the Sugyev. I think you might be right. Now that you're saying it, I hear it a bit. Because he is right. It's not just purely Torah. By Noshim we find, the Noshim say Be'ekes HaTorah, despite the fact they don't have mitzvah to learn Torah. But the Mishnah explains that the reason why women say Be'ekes HaTorah is because everything is, you know, they've got to learn their mitzvahs, they've got to learn their alochas. So despite the fact that they may not be learning it, but they're thinking about, you know, what's right, what's wrong, and that itself is sufficient to say Be'ekes HaTorah according to the... So you're saying also something of those lines. Okay, but Aloch Lamaister Rabbi Sai, Aloch Lamaister Mishabu says, Aval Roy Vachonim Chol Kna Machaba, Maskum Dasa Yish Oim Rimazeh, To Lekoz Machaba Rak Menochen, Vesvila De Dien Bekis Atur, Kmo Bechol Bekis Mitzvahs, Mishabu says, no, we don't pass like that, and really, what we do is that we've got to make sure to say some Torah after the Bekis Atur, Kechol Bekis Mitzvahs, Oy Bekis Anenin, De Tzorech Lachsa Levorichim Yifsik Teich Vachah Brochem. He says, if a person doesn't say a pasuk afterwards, he doesn't learn after the Birkas HaTorah, you have missed the brach, you messed it up. That's how he paskens. And he brings a whole bunch of achronim over here. The brach cannot. How should it chal? The brach is not chal on anything. The brach is not. Taking effect on anything. So therefore, you got to make sure that you learn. And if not, then you've lost the bracha. Look who's quoting over here. He's bringing the prichadosh, the Vilna Gaon, the Chaya Adam, the halacha, and that's what he says. Halacha Maaseh, Rabbi Yisai, you've got to make sure to learn straight afterwards. And if not, you've lost your bracha. Yeah. No. So really, if a person wants to say Birkas HaTorah and straight afterwards to go to the Ketzois or to learn a Shtikl Mishneh Berurah, or to learn straight the Gemara in Yevamos, that's totally fine. There's no real reason why a person should say the Birkas Kohanim. I mean, we learned, it's a nice bracha, but it's not, as far as the Birkas HaTorah is concerned, you can, of course, learn anything you want. It's a minig. I don't know, it's a, look, the words of the Gemara is, the Shulchan Aruch is v'chen no'agu. It's a minig.
Because whatever Amharetz, it doesn't matter whether you're an Amharetz or you're a Pitam Kochim, you can say those words. It's a leveler, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I am a bit bothered about one point, and I don't have full clarity in it. It's been bothering me for a while, this. Why is it that if you say something without even thinking what you're saying, half asleep, not thinking, not concentrating, why is that considered big? Why is that learning Torah? Why is it not halacha that when you say the biggest cup, you have to concentrate a little bit what you're saying? Why, there's no such requirement. There's not such requirement. But when learning Torah, yeah. So I don't know if that's what you mean. You probably it is good enough. You don't find over here the Mishnah saying make sure that you're concentrating and learning what you're saying. Yeah, because the Kriya Shema, there is no real mitzvah Talmud Torah. You're saying there's a mitzvah that says the rise of reciting Kriya Shema. Okay, so there comes what Rabbi Yossel says, mitzvichas kavon yes or no. But here, we're talking about limud HaTorah. I'm saying, Baruch HaTorah Hashem, no exein HaTorah. And I'm blanking out. I'm out. I'm thinking about breakfast. I don't know, I'm thinking about today's schedules and meetings. Correct. Yeah, correct. Yeah, of course, yeah. I want to suggest. Mishnah says, what do we say after Birkas Kohanim, Rabbi Yossel? Yeah, and after Mishnah, we say a bit of? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Birkas Kohanim, in Tzivkot Chof Aleph, Noa Guloi Magam Ket Elu Dvorim, She'elem Shia, yeah, which is a famous Mishnah, She'em Mishnah, V'memre Ad Elu Dvorim, Kedei Lekayem Mikra Mishnah Gemara, we do a bit of Pasuk, a bit of Mishnah, a bit of Gemara. Right, because, by the way, why do we do that? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that that's the bare minimum of Talmud Torah, the bit of Chumash, a bit of Mishnah, a bit of Gemara. Okay. So you see, there is a Shulchan Aruch Rav that says something. Now, I don't know in which context I mentioned it. I did mention it over the last few weeks. I don't know in which context. Maybe you'll remember, because I don't. We mentioned that there's a distinction between Torah Shebikstav and Torah Shebalpeh. in terms of Talmud Torah. What is it? Exactly. Yeah, not mamash kavana, but
understanding.
Yeah. So I the Shulchan Aruch holds, and I think I can understand that. I appreciate it. When it comes to Talmud Torah, he says if you don't understand the pasuk, you're still mekayim the mitzvah to some extent. You're missing Talmud Torah. However, if you're going through Gemara and you have no clue what's flying, it's not really, it's Esek Batorah or something like that, but it's not, you know, we call it Talmud Torah. You don't understand what's flying, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah when it comes to Torah Shib Bi'al Peh, unlike Torah Shib Iksav. I think, are you comfortable with this concept, Rabbi Yisai?
Yeah, it's
still better than speaking Lashon Hara, I suppose, but it's not you know, really fulfilling. It's a Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is if you're understanding what you're doing when it comes to. But Torah Shib Iksav has got such a kedusha in it, an intrinsic kedusha, that every word is to some extent is giving you something. I don't know if you're going through a toast, because you have no idea what's flying. What is it giving you? But if you're going through.
On his 12th time, would he say he understands it now?
Yeah.
When you're on the 40th time,
you'd say, no, every level is a bit of understanding. So I'm just taking this out of context a little bit, but I am understanding based on Shulchan Arab. I can hear why a person says the biggest kernim without thinking about it. He's still mekayem as Talmud Torah. I can appreciate some extent. I'm just trying to understand why is it that there's no halacha. I didn't see anywhere in the Noisei Kelim that says when you say the Birkas Kernim after. Because of Torah, you must ensure to concentrate and think in learning about what you're saying. Yevarechecha, what does that mean, and what does this mean, and what's the meaning? You don't have to do that. Why not? So my humble suggestion is because it's Torah Shib Iksav, Torah Shib Iksav, you're mechanic to Tamut Torah even without much understanding. But
I don't know. It's to say that you're mesasek, your mom is not thinking at all.
Yeah.
That
I want to, yeah.
I'm not even thinking about the words. My mind's somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I'm at least, even though I'm not ironing the words, but I'm at least.
I agree with your question. That's the best I can suggest. I don't know. Have you got any? Are you bothered by the fact that you're mekayem mitzvah Talmud Torah on Yevarechecha? You could.
You have to say the mission Gemara as well.
It surprises me a bit that there's this chiluk between Torah and Torah Shabbos. Why should there be that chiluk?
Yeah, but Torah Shib Al Peh, the words of Torah Shib Al Peh are not intrinsically heilig. They're not words of Hashem. The words, right? It's Omer Abaye. Exactly. In terms of
the Talmud Torah Shabbat, if I really don't know any of the language, and to me it's no different reading Abdul Mel of Abdullah, reading Chumash, or reading a shopping list. Then what have I achieved by reading?
Shulchan Aruch holds that there is something about the words of the Chumash. You're saying that perhaps Kedusha, but not Talmud Torah. I don't know. I can't say with confidence I have clarity in this. It's a bit. It's a dance in a little bit. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi said we're gonna I wanna quickly still maybe start with if you'd in Mipsig Malilmoid when it's asking by Sokov Kivan Shidai to Lachsoy Lilmoid Loya Behefsik. What happens if somebody interrupted after learning Torah, Hifsig Lilmoid, when it's asking by Sokov? Okay, I've got a gentleman that learned and then he went to work. Kivan Shidai to Lachsa Lilmoid. Since he plans to return to carry on learning, lo yavefsik, it's not considered an interruption. V'uaden, similarly, sheino, when it comes to sleeping, umechatz, he goes to the bathhouse, besakis, he's excused to yavefsik, and yavefsik. The question is as follows. Why is it that if you go to work and you learn in the evening again, why do you not have to recite the new Birkas HaTorah? Why is it that after full day's work, where there's no chance to learn, you start learning in the evening again? Oh, very good.
It's like a break. You're coming
very back. Good. The Chiddush here is exactly what you're saying. The Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that since you have got, you're planning to go back, when you finish learning, when you're closing your Gemara in the morning, and you know you're going to get back. It might take 6 hours, it might take 7 hours, but I'll be back. And therefore, It's daito lachzo, and therefore you're not losing. It's not a hafzek. You're not going to lose your bikkas atayla. Very big chiddush. But here we go back to the earlier concept that you mentioned. The reason why this works is because. Because he says it's not considered a proper interruption. It's not real interruption because you're not hefsek. You're going to come back. The question is perhaps a good where's the real question? There's one instance that the question is a very what could be the where's the real problem? Exactly. If you decide at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, you're closing tomorrow and that's it for today. Because that's where every night you go. That's when you close shop at that time of day, and then actually said, you know what? Why don't I learn another half an hour? You change your mind. What would happen then? If the whole reason why you're not losing your Birkas HaTorah is because you know you're going to get back. So what if you always close and now you lose that kind of? Why is it that if you once you decide, okay, you know what? You close your command, you go home, and on the way home, you said, you know what? Another half an hour is going to happen. My wife is anyway out, my kids are out, and that, and that. I'm anyway going to, might as well learn another half an hour. Then, surely, you should recite the new Birkas HaTorah.
Maybe
online,
you have to go to the reason of the Talmud
Torah is a Timidius. You go back to that that concept. Yeah. It could be. Lemaisa Mishtabua has a tzad. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah Rabbeinu has a tzad that perhaps in such an instant you'd have to recite Birkas HaTorah.
Well, the Heskadas is sleep, isn't it? Because in a way, all the brachas we say in the morning, not because that's the beginning of the halachic day, but because that's where we've had a big hefsik. That's the human when you're planning the human hefsik element to it is the night sleep, right?
Yeah.
If we were to never sleep, right?
Hold on to sleep for Sifu Dalev. Look, Sifu Dalev speaks about Chinas Kvar. That's going to be the next discussion, Mez Hashem.
Let's say we didn't sleep. Let's say
good work.
We should say the brachas Shkia time, to the beginning of the new day.
Okay, that's a very good point, and that will be Sifu Gudgam. That's all valid points, very valid points. We're going to stop for this evening. I both said to summarize, we learned that if a person failed to learn straight after the Birkas HaTorah, first opinion holds, it's no worries, no problem at all. And the reason for that is because a person is constantly really thinking, there's a constant mitzvah, and therefore he's never really being mafsik. The second opinion, that's how Paskin holds that, no, if interrupted, you lost your brocha, and a person has to ensure to learn straight after Birkas HaTorah. We spoke about the minhag to say Birkas Kohanim after Birkas HaTorah. The reason why we say Birkas Kohanim is because that's a brocha. We also mentioned that the common minhag is to also say a bit of Mishnayos and a bit of Gemara afterwards. We learned also Sifu Yud teaching us that if a person learns Torah and afterwards goes to do his business, goes to work, or goes to the Beis HaKisse, etc., it's not considered interruption because he's going to come back. He knows he's going to come back. It's just it's not a full interruption, and therefore he doesn't lose his Birkas HaTorah. The question is much more significant if he does normally come back, and at this instance he will come back. But so, and more on this, Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow's Shia. Good evening, gentlemen.